Welcome to the Umpiring Fast Pitch Softball Podcast. I'm David.
I'm Pete. And today we're going to keep digging into the OSHAA white book. And today the section we're going to deal with here is base umpires. What's the rush? So again, this is coming from Ohio, but this guidance is agnostic to states. This is just some good things for umpires to think about. Think about this as kind of just a little reminder, a little journal for umpires coming in, some helpful hints. So today we're going to be talking about base umpires.
Yeah, and if you are listening from a state other than Ohio and your state has something that contradicts with what you hear today, do what your state said. All right, so in the quest for accuracy, every umpire has had that moment in which they question whether they got that call right, either by the participant's reaction or their own self-review. When a call is missed, often it is because the umpire rushed the call. Sometimes this is a result of an easy routine call becoming a much closer play. Sometimes the speed of the play, a bang-banger, or the possibility of an ensuing play causes the umpire to rush. Sometimes it's because the umpire is not quite in the proper calling position and is moving while making the call.
So the first objective is to get into the proper calling position. And so the proper calling position is one in which you can see the four elements, which is what? Baseball, offensive player, and defensive player. And you have the proper angle, 90 degrees to the throw on force plays, or 90 degrees to the approach of the runner on a tag play. Remember to get the angle first, and then move close to the distance as possible. Angle over distance.
Yeah, that's right. So the four elements so the first thing there was the four elements. So you see the four elements, ball, base, offensive player, defensive player. In order to see all four of those at the same time, so we're talking about a force play. Let's just call it a routine play at first base where the first baseman has to actually stretch up above her head a little bit to catch the ball. Mm-hmm. So now you need to be able to see the glove up above that 6-foot first baseman's head. You need to be able to see her foot on the bag, right? So that's the defensive player, the ball. And then the offensive player coming in and touching the bag. You need to be able to see all of those things. And if you're too close, you can't see them all in the same frame of view.
Yeah, about 18 feet away.
Yeah, about 18 feet away will help you do that. And then on the other one, on the force play, the 90 degrees to the approach of the runner. We'll call that the leading edge also, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, so 90 degrees to the leading edge of the bag. And you want to be closer on that one. You know, everything's going to happen all kind of in the same place because this is going to be a tag play. So I need to be able to see where they're tagging the defender, where the offense has the ball when they're tagging them, right? So you mm-hmm. need to be a little closer on that one, 10 to 12 feet. NCAA manual, the CCA manual says a little differently. It says like no further than. So, and you can actually see some, if you watch some of the major leaguers, they're on top of that call. They're right there looking down at it.
And it helps too as you get guaranteed two men. And when you get three, you get a three-person rotation. It's a little easier to be on top of that because you're not running from the position behind walking the line at first. And now you've got to be 5 feet from a tag play at third.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So anticipation of and proper reaction to the play is a great asset in obtaining the proper position and is aided by pre-pitch planning. Boy, couldn't agree with that more.
Yeah.
Right. Where am I doing? What am I doing if this happens? What am I doing if that happens?
And some of that comes about too, we've mentioned several times too, is say, is the girl coming up? Is this the leadoff lefty slapper? Right?
That's right.
You're thinking extra bases at all times. You're thinking steals are a possibility. You're thinking one bobbled relay throw and she's taking the extra base, right? And that's probably going to be close. Versus the sizable first baseman who is likely to slug it over the fence at any given moment, probably not legging out a triple, you know, on a ball in the corner. But, you know, so you think about those things as well as where's the defense positioning? You know, I see the fact that they're playing this person because they're expecting the ball to go to right field. And so right fielder's hugging the line, center fielder's in right center, left fielder's in left center. Ball's hitting the left field line should be a single or even a routine double. But because everyone's so far away, maybe it's going to be a triple. So you're reading the defense, you're reading the offense, you're reading the players. Your previous planning should include all of that in anticipation to get yourself in the best position on the break as soon as the ball's hit.
That's really great stuff. If you are a newer umpire and you study the manual and it says base hit to the outfield, right? The information that you have while studying the manual is base hit to the outfield.
Right.
Was it left field? Was it a gapper that went all the way to the fence? Was it right field? Was it, you know, it's like, I don't know. And then... So take that into account that you don't have that information while you're studying. But then also the information that you just talked about, are we playing you know, some of the best, what were they? Chicago Bandits, I think, you know, yeah. back in the early 2000s or no,
early 2010s maybe. Yeah.
So anyway, are we playing them or are we playing, you know, the community rec team from down the street? And, you know, where are they positioned and that kind of thing? Those things are important to your pre-pitch planning as well. And those will come to you, you know, especially if you study the game yeah. and the more you have the same teams coach in your area.
There are coaches who will always take the extra base. There are coaches that are playing. What's the score of the game? Is it 20 to nothing?
Exactly.
Is it tight? Are we in the bottom of the seventh and the run matters?
Yep, exactly. I had one position-wise, pre-pitch planning, runner at second. No, I'm sorry, runner at second and third, and I'm in the C. I'm at a clinic, NCAA clinic, and I am not shaded over the right hand or over the right shoulder of the shortstop. I'm probably a good 4 feet past her right shoulder. I'm 4 feet closer to third base, and my clinician asked me about it, right? So they didn't say I was doing it wrong. They said, why did you do that? Well, this is late in the game. The catcher has not even attempted to throw out the girl stealing first base. So she's not going to attempt a back pick, but she has thrown to third base to try to get people. Mm-hmm. And so I've paid attention to that. And my call, if it's not a batted ball, my call is going to be over here at third on a snap throw to third baseman. And so I'm kind of cheating a little bit to make sure I'm here. And he went, you win. Good job. So, you know, but you pay attention to the game. I didn't know those two teams. But right. We're late in the game, and that's the same catcher, and she doesn't have a super strong arm. She's not snap thrown to second. If she is, that base runner's going to be standing on the bag when it happens, so mm-hmm. I'll be all right. All right, the two-umpire system presents the base umpire with the challenge of covering a lot of field and a lot of potential plays. Additionally, players, particularly those less experienced, we get some of those in high school, don't always attempt the normal plays, which can create unusual situations for umpires. Yeah. True statement.
What a great statement, yeah.
Yeah. So the key elements to keep umpires from rushing calls and hence getting the call right is, and that's way up here, the three-step process for making calls. Okay, the first process.
Number one, stop. Like a camera that is moving when you attempt to snap a photo, the view of the play can be distorted by being in motion. When the play, whether that's a tag, a catch, etc., is going to take place, stop and be stationary while observing the critical action. In addition to giving you a clear picture, this will help slow down your call. Like it says, with the camera, you take a picture where you're moving a camera, it's going to be blurry. You're moving, your head's bouncing up and down while you're running. Whatever's going on, you need to sit still so you can have that clear as possible.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. See the whole play. Observe all four elements, the tag, possession, contact with the base, etc. Give them a chance to mess up the play, drop or lose possession of the ball, lose contact with the base, whatever. This eliminates the potential of the out-safe double call.
We talked about this a little bit back with the mechanics. When we did the mechanic miscues to avoid this piece, you know, let's not rush what you're doing. See the whole thing. Give them a chance to mess up. I like that. Like you said, there's no, the girl's safe or out, whether she's safe or out. You know, your call there, we're not saying an hour later get around to making it, but see it. Make sure, does she have the ball? She control that catch? Did her foot stay on the base the whole time? Boom, out.
Nobody's going anywhere.
Yeah.
Nobody's going anywhere. Yeah. And in fact, you know, it's kind of, they both might be looking at you, right? The defense is going, what's he going to say? And the runner's laying on the ground because she slid in there and she's looking and going, she might be going, I was safe. I just saw a NCAA clip today from yesterday's ball game. She came sliding in, awesome hook slide at home plate. She had a sliding mitt on, which I'm not sure how I feel about those, but. Yeah. And she got tagged on the back of her thigh. What's that called? Your hamstring? Is that what's back there?
Sure.
Okay. So anyway, above the knee, you know, but below the bum, if you will, she got tagged there. And boy, the umpire, he was in the wedge, and he banged her out. Unfortunately, they didn't have replay. But the you know, of course, we replayed the video. You know, and slowed it down. And it's like, she was safe. But she came up going, safe. And he goes, bang. Oh, boy. She wasn't very happy. But anyway, and that was actually earlier in this piece that says, you know, something makes you think you might have made the wrong call. Yeah, she was pretty upset, right? So it's like, ooh, did I get that one right? You know, so you never know.
And I think I talked about this. I mentioned this in an episode last year when we did these. But I had a call where I was working a game and girl goes into second. Player applies the tag. And I'm making no call because the ball is actually snow coned on her mitt, but it's trapped against the player's body. So I can't tell if the ball is being held to touch the mitt. Like if someone moves slightly, would the ball fall on the ground? I need to see that she's controlling it. I want her to lift it up and like kind of show it to me. And I'm waiting and no one's moving. No one's doing anything. And I was like, let me see the ball. And she picked it up and she was able to control it. Snow cones. And I, boom, she's out.
Yeah, now she's out.
And then so the third base coach comes out and she wants to know why I make the call. What was I waiting on? And so I explained it. And she was happy to hear it. She was like, okay. Yeah. I mean, she wasn't happy with the way the call went, but she was happy enough to get the explanation that there was a delay in a call, not because I'm sitting here going, which fans are going to be madder by this? Or are there any cute moms that are going to have a one way or another? No, there's nothing outside of the play that was affecting my decision. I was just trying to see. And I thought maybe it's pretty normal for someone to make a tag and show you the ball. I thought it was coming and no one did anything. So I was like, all right, I've got to prompt you that I want to see that. And I mean, the whole time it wasn't 5 minutes later that we're talking 4 or 5 seconds, you know, whatever happened. But it's a good idea to make sure that you got what's there. I didn't hurry to make a call. Because, you know, what happens if I make that call? Boom, call her out. And she picks her glove up, and the ball rolls into center field.
Ball goes rolling away.
Yep. It's like, that doesn't inspire a lot of confidence.
That's a tough one. And the fact that you saw it snow-coned and wasn't sure if it was trapped, right, against the body. That's the key, right? Because if it wasn't trapped against the body but just snow-coned, then it's like, no, that's in control, right? Mm-hmm. And we're stopped. Nobody's moving. The ball's not moving, and it's not trapped between the two players, so it's an out. But, no, I'm not sure. It might just be trapped there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, great call. Okay, so first was stop. Second, see the whole play. Third, make your call. After observing all the action, process what you saw. This is a big piece. Think about it, right? Re-see it, you know, especially on really close ones. Make your determination, then utilize the proper calling mechanics. That involves rising to a full standing position, then giving a firm, safe, or out signal accompanied by your verbal call. After making your call, return to a ready position for a possible ensuing play. Because right now, the ball is still live.
Yeah.
You got a runner laying on the ground, and you got a defender with the ball. Right? In this kind of, you know, our little makeup scenario here. And the defender is going to throw the ball to the pitcher, hopefully.
Yeah, if that girl had been safe and she threw the ball at the pitcher and it went over the pitcher's head, there's an ensuing play.
Yeah, it might be on like Donkey Kong.
Yep.
We've had stop, see the whole play, make your call. There's some considerations, Pete. You want to run us through those?
Yeah, so consideration regarding the timing here. We've got players, coaches, and spectators watch the play, and then they look to the umpire for the call. If the umpire has rushed the call may occur before the shift in focus occurs. The uncertainty this creates can begin the process of questioning the call. Timing and the use of proper mechanics reinforces the confidence in your call and in your judgment. Remember, it's fast pitch, not fast umpiring. First of all, two things. That's gold.
Yeah, gotta love that.
But I like the part where, you know, this is an excellent point about the spectator's shift in focus. So if we're sitting here thinking that if we wait a second or two, that we've created, there's so much dead time. But in reality, they watch the play and then they look to you. So what? It's not as fast as all that. So if you were trying to be Mr. Cool Guy and like slide, bang, as fast as you can, everyone's looking at you because you've now stood straight up and they're like, what happened exactly? And I didn't see, what?
How did you get to that?
Yeah, that's such a good argument in favor of allowing the timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this one Jerry gets some credit for too. I don't know if he ever listens to the podcast or even knows about it, but I don't want to take credit for things that aren't mine. I want to give out where they are. So Jerry gets credit for this one as well. So let me ask you this, Pete. If we're at a football game, we're getting ready to start the football game. We've got the captains out on the field, and I've got a coin, and I'm going to flip that coin. Mm-hmm. And how often does the calling captain get that right?
50% of the time.
About 50% of the time, right? So let's change it up a little bit, and I flip that coin and let it land on the ground. And then let the captain call it. How many times does he get it right?
I'm going to guess close to 100.
Close to 100% of the time. So if we wait until the action is done and we've seen what happened and we see the outcome, we get the call right.
That's good.
Not bad. That's Jerry. So he's been doing this a long time and he has some really cool stuff to talk to us about. So he shared that with us. I shared it with you. And there's a box on the page. So for a quick recap of what we talked about in the base umpires, what's the rush? calling the play elements. Here they are. It's position. Make sure you get angle, then distance. On force plays, get 90 degrees to the throw. On tag plays, get 90 degrees to the approach of the runner. Also sometimes said 90 degrees to the leading edge of the base they're going into. Make sure you see all four elements, the ball, the base, the offensive player, and the defensive player. Stop. Be stationary to see the play. See the play. Watch the whole play. Let the coin stop on the ground. And then make the call using the proper signals. The only thing we didn't talk about too much when we say proper signals, you know, there was a stand up, make the safe call, make a forceful safe call. Yeah. Remember that you do have a routine safe, a routine out. You have a sell safe and a sell out. Mm-hmm. Pick the right one. You know, if it wasn't close at all, you know, there's no reason to punch the girl out. You know, if it, you know, she was out, you know, she just, yep, she's out, you know, a little arm up in the air, out, you know. But man, if it's close, show grandma in left field that you were there and it's exciting and she's out. You know. So I think that's what we have for you today.
That is it. Thanks, guys. Until next time.
Thanks for listening.